tonight.
Amen.
I appreciate you being with us in the house of God. And I'll tell you what, I love these choirs. Amen. You folks get me revved up. Amen. I'll tell you that. I appreciate the good singing. I appreciate everything that the choir does, all your hard work. And, you know, you can tell folks they enjoy it by their actions and how they get into it and sing. And I really appreciate you from the very depths of my heart. I do a wonderful job. I appreciate all you that work with them. Won't you just continue to work with them and let God have His will and His way in your heart and your life. We told the men down in the prayer room today that this evening that we're going to have a special altar prayer tonight, and we'll do that, and just don't let me forget it. We've got a lot of folk in our church that are sick. A lot of folks are recuperating. It's not here with us, and we certainly do want to remember them in prayer and pray for them. Also, Brother Woody, as many of you have heard today, that he's not doing well. Intensive care up in Asheville, and so you remember to pray for him also, and pray for his dear wife, that God will just bless and help her also. When the husband's sick or the wife is sick, the husband's right there or the wife's right there with them. And so let's do remember to pray for these folks. Don't forget Pastor Mark. Pray for him tonight. He's probably letting her rip right now. And I appreciate our pastor. He's a great man of God. I just like to stand holding my glass of water. Amen. If the Lord God let me do that, that's what I love to do. And so you pray for him and pray that God's will be done in his heart and his life. You know, we've heard so much this week, and a lot of times we let these things get to us, and all the death and the murders and all that's going on in our world today. And sometimes it does get discouraging. I mean, every time you turn the TV on or every time you hear the radio play, and there's always something going on, seem like, in the world that you and I are living in today. And we are so concerned with our families, our children, our grandchildren, and it's awful easy to get discouraged and get to a point, you know, I just don't know what to do. And we all have difficulties today. Every one of us face difficulties in our life. And those difficulties come to preachers. They come to deacons. They come to every one of us. And sometimes we stand there in awe with our head or our arm up against a wall and saying, Lord, what is it? What is it? What am I doing? What is it going on in my life that I need to take care of or I need to start doing? And sometimes it's very difficult to find that help. But in those times of our life, if you're not careful, that deceiver, old Satan, the devil, he'll come into your heart and whisper in your ear, and he'll tell you that if you were saved, you wouldn't have the difficulty that you was in today. You wouldn't have the things going on in your life that you have got going on if you were saved. That's his job. That's what he likes to do. And if we allow him to come in and do that, we find ourselves, first of all, questioning, well, maybe I'm not saved. Maybe I'm not a Christian. Maybe I'm not close to God as I need to be. And I assure you tonight, including myself, that every one of us need to get closer to God tonight. I assure you that. But sometimes the devil uses these things to discourage us and to just drive us down. And it is very, very difficult today, my friend, to not let Satan come in and not let him discourage us today. But I'm glad today, my friend, that we have got the victory. Praise God. God has given us the victory today, and I'm glad of that. And we can be the overcomers that God wants us to be if we'll just let God do in our heart what needs to be done. I'm going to try to preach to you tonight the message that God laid on my heart. About 10 days ago, God gave me this. I have never preached this before.
I pray that God will take this message and help someone here tonight that is discouraged, that is down in the dumps, that don't know which way to turn, that the devil's just rode you all week long. Devil's done everything he could to discourage you and make you even, possibly even doubt your salvation. I pray this message will lift you up and help you today. Now, I also want those that may be here, I don't know your heart. You may be lost without God. I pray that God will touch your heart and help you to see the need of being saved by God's amazing grace. Young'uns, there's not a one of us, not a one of us can live for God without Him in our heart and in our life. We can try, we can work, and we can do all these things, but my friend, we cannot live for Him without Jesus Christ in our heart and in our life. If you have the Word of God and would like to stand, 1 John chapter 4, going to read 4 verses there in that chapter and try to share with you that God has laid upon our heart. 1 John chapter 4 and verses 1 through 4 in the Word of God. The Bible says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out unto the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." May God add His blessing to the reading of God's Word. I'm going to ask my brother Calvin if he would lead us to the Lord in prayer, please. Amen. We can be overcomers tonight because God is good, children. And it is sweet at the feet of Jesus. I'll tell you, I'm glad that God can help us to become the overcomers in our life that He would have us to be. The devil, as I said, that's all he wants to do is try to tear down, destroy, and my friend, cause heartache and hardship to come in your heart and your life. And sometimes if we don't get our eyes and keep our eyes on Jesus Christ and on God the Father, the devil will come in and he will get us, my friend, discouraged. He will get us to a point and place in our life that we may even doubt our salvation. But I want us to look tonight in these 4 verses, and I pray that God will help you to be an overcomer tonight and realize that God in His grace and His mercy can do for us even way beyond what you and I hope or think in this life. The Bible said, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try or prove the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out unto the world." We find in verse number 1 there in that word that we got to first realize and know the difference between the Spirit of God and the spirit of the Antichrist. My friend, sometimes we get to the point in our life that, you know, I'm just not sure who's talking to me. My friend, we need to realize today that the Spirit of God is that Spirit that comes in your heart and your life and tells you what to do right according to the Word of God tonight. My friend, if we need that Spirit in God to walk and live in our heart and our life, that's why it's so important today, my friend, to take time out in every day of our life to get on our knees or bow our head or go to your prayer closet, wherever it's at, my friend, and talk to God. Ask the Lord God to help you, to give you that Spirit of God that will help you through that day that you and I that face every day today. And my friend, we have to realize first of all the difference between the Spirit of God and the spirit of the Antichrist. My friend, we know the day that the Bible said here in the Word of God that those that believe the Spirit that Jesus came in the flesh, those are of God. My friend, the Antichrist is just what it says he is. The Antichrist is absolutely against everything Jesus Christ is for. The Antichrist is against today. My friend, salvation, the Antichrist does not want to see anybody come down an old-fashioned altar and give their heart and their life to the Lord. The Antichrist don't want to see you pray. The Antichrist you made him mad tonight by being here in the house of God. My friend, the Antichrist does not want you to do anything that has anything to do with God and the Holy Ghost of God, the Spirit of God, the Son of God. He does not want you to do and have anything at all to do with that today. And youngs, to be that overcomer, you have got to distinguish between the two. And my friend, he explains that in verse number 2. The Bible says, "Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." My friend, that spirit that confessed that Jesus was born by a virgin and came into this life, my friend, lived approximately 33 and a half years and gave his life on the cross of Calvary. That is the Spirit of God today. That Spirit that teaches us, my friend, the Word of God and directs us, my friend, the way that you and I should go and how we should live today. My friend, sometimes we run up with folk that on our job or out here that we meet in our everyday walk of life. My friend, they'll try to get you and lead you off in another direction. The Antichrist is smart, children. He uses all kind of devices today to try to lead you and I away from the straight and narrow way that God wants us to go today. And we need to realize that Antichrist, you can begin to talk to them a little bit, and you'll find out if you talk to them long enough that they don't believe that Jesus Christ was born of a Virgin Mary. They don't believe that Jesus came, my friend, in the flesh. I want to tell you something. He's God, my friend, but he also is flesh today. He came, he had the same desires, the same heartache, the same everything that you and I face today. Jesus Christ has done faced that for you and I. No matter what it is, no matter what temptation it may be, my friend, the devil came to him and told him many things, said, "If you'll do this, I'll give you this." But my friend, Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." He said, "I know in whom I believe." And youngers, a lot of times today, you and I have to do the very same thing in our walk of life today. The devil like to come in and destroy and take us back, my friend, instead of going forward, my friend, by the grace of God. And youngers, we've got to stand and say, "Yes, I know without a shadow of a doubt that I've been saved by the grace of God." Salvation is not by feelings, as I've already said. Salvation comes through the power of God, through His Son, Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God. That's who came back and arrested your soul and drew you to an old-fashioned altar. Preacher, I you about had a different experience than I had. Youngers, I didn't have an experience. Thank God I've got salvation. When God come to my heart through the Spirit of God, He arrested my soul and drew me to this old-fashioned altar. And there I found Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior today. You know, God He loves us. He wants to help us. He wants to encourage us. The devil, he just wants to run you down, to make you discouraged, make you throw your hands up and say, "I quit. I'm just getting back out there and just live any old way." Youngs, that's what the devil wants you to do. Is just throw your hands up and walk out of here and say, "Listen, I'm just going to live any way I want to live today." Youngs, I want to tell you something today. We need to realize and recognize the difference between the Spirit of God and the spirit of the Antichrist. If it's anything contrary to the Word of God, don't listen to it. Shut the door. Amen. Go back in the house and, my friend, just get away from it and don't listen to it. Because if you get that one ear, my friend, turn to it, the devil's got an advantage on you right then. He come to you, he'll whisper in your ear. He'll try to lead you astray. He'll try to make you doubt your salvation. And youngs, I want to tell you, the Spirit of God is real today. It's something that God has placed in our heart, in our life. my friend, that no other man can do today. You know, I wish I told somebody today. I said, I wish I had the zeal that I had 25 years ago. Oh, praise God. I'll tell you, God is real and He's good. But I'll tell you, that spirit, that same spirit that come on that Wednesday night on October the 13th, 1973, and drew me back from those pews up here to this altar and saved my soul, it was just as much real today as it was back then. My friend, we fight battles. We fight hardship. We go through difficulty. We have things that try to come in and tear us down. But youngs, when everything's said and done, guess who's still there? That still small voice whispering in your ear in the cold, dark night of the night when you're laying there and your eyes wide open. God comes down, speaks to your heart, and gets a hold of your heart. And my friend starts squeezing on your heart. And all of a sudden that juice begins to run down your eyes and hits your pillar. My friend, He assures you that everything's going to be all right. Youngs, I'm telling you tonight, God is good. Amen. My friend, He's great today. And He'll do for us what needs to be done in our heart, in our life today. I face difficulty. You face difficulty. You face hardships. I face hardship. My friend, but I want to tell you something. God will never leave us. He'll never leave us. He'll always be with us. He'll stick closer to us than a brother. My friend, that's how much God loves and cares about you and I today. We can be an overcomer today if we distinguish between the Spirit of God and the spirit of the Antichrist. Youngs, we today need to realize that God is a loving God. And I know some folks don't like preaching on love. But I want to tell you, the Bible says God is love. I'm going to preach on that. Amen. I'm going to preach on the love of God. If God, I was at the bottom of the barrel and Jesus come by and said, Kenny, I died for you. I love you. And He got me up out of the Spirit of God and drew me to an old-fashioned altar. Youngs, it took the love of God to touch my heart and touch my life today. Youngs, that Spirit of God is real. If we'll get to the point and place of our walk with God, that man, we can, hey, I'm not, I told you 100 times, I am not saved by feelings. But boy, I love them. I love them. I love it when the Spirit of God gets a hold of my heart. I just can't hardly sit still sometimes. Pastor Mark be a preaching. I just want to jump up there and happy, amen. But my friend, listen, the Spirit of God is real today. He's just as much real in this church, in this pulpit, no matter where you walk in this church, outside, inside, it's just as much real here as it is in your living room. He's just as much real in your workplace. Preacher, we're not allowed to shout and all that and cry in a workplace. Hey, I want to tell you something. God, get a hold of your heart. God has touched your heart. My friend, He'll help you. He'll give you joy. He'll give you a peace of God. If you'll just allow Him to come in and say, Lord, You help me today. Lord, I'm having a difficult time today. I told you God gave me this about a week and a half ago. I've had the difficultest week I ever had. I stood there. I believe it was Chad. I'm not sure it's Chad's truck. Amen. I heard Chad was in there or not. Chad lives right down the street there before I live. And I was standing there with my hand on the wall. My head drooped down. I was like, if you'd have come by and said boo, I'd have jumped come out of my shoes. My friend, I was just so discouraged. And I was so out of place. And I seen Chad's truck go by. You know what? The Holy Ghost of God said, now what do you think Chad thinks about you today? You a big preacher. You just a little old preacher, country preacher. He said, I wonder what Chad thinks about you today, seeing you leaned up against your house with your head down and all discouraged. But I tell you what, when the Holy Spirit of God touched my heart, like, you know what I done? I had to go back in the house and get on my knees and say, God, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Help me to be that Christian that You wanted me to be. Help me to be the Spirit of God in my heart and my life that You wanted me to have. The devil will get you there, children. He'll take you further than you want to go. You'll stay there longer than you want to stay. But thank God we've got a Savior today. My friend, we've got a Spirit of God today that'll come down in our heart and our life and to get us and bring us back to where you and I need to be today.
Amen.
Youngs, I want to be an overcomer.
Amen.
I want to be one that can overcome because of what Jesus Christ has done in my heart and in my life today. My friend, we find there in verse number 2, we got to realize that the world is not your friend. Young as the world is not your friend. I want you to look just over the next page there in 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 6. The Bible says, "This is he that cometh by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is what? Is truth." The Spirit of God will never lead you wrong. The Spirit of God will never turn you to go a direction that you need not go. My friend, the Spirit of God is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Those bear record in heaven. They know one another. God the Father knows the Son. The Son knows the Spirit. The Spirit knows the Father and the Son. The Bible says they bear record in heaven. The Bible said the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. My friend, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, there is one. My friend, they're united together, and you cannot separate those three. You cannot have God without the Son. You cannot have the Son without the Father. And you can't have the Father or the Son without the Holy Spirit. Amen? My friend, that Holy Spirit is in there too. I'm glad that God give us that Spirit. That Spirit helps us to walk the walk that God wants us to walk today. Listen, verse number 8 it says, "And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one." My friend, listen. God has, we today that are saved by God's grace, we become a child of the King. We are in this world, but we're not of this world. You know, we agree in one. We agree in the Trinity. We agree in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. My friend, if we take that in our heart and our life and realize, hey, I am saved by God's grace. My name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. There's not enough devils in hell that can take my name out of that book. When things get hard, when we get discouraged, we got our head down. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. The Spirit of God says, listen, pick your head up. Amen. I like what Preacher Mark preached. Get your head up. Amen. Lift your head up and look to what God has got awaiting on you and I. My friend, just on the other side. We also find, my friend, in St. John chapter number 15. If you'll just flip back in your Bible, you'll find there the book of John in chapter number 15 in the Word of God. Young as I'm glad this Bible is real. I'm glad, my friend, that God has placed this Bible here for you and I today. That when times get hard and struggles come, thank God we can turn to the Word of God and the Spirit of God and the direction of God and the leadership of the Son of God. And God can give us something that, hey, I didn't even think it was there. I didn't realize it was there. But my friend, God can give it to us today. In chapter 15 and verse number 19, The Bible says if you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. My friend, listen. We're in this world, but I'm not of this world. My home's up yonder. My home's over yonder. You go past the third heaven. My friend, the Bible said Paul was caught up there at the third heaven. And he said, come back. He said, I've seen things I can't even utter. I can't even tell about up there in the third heaven. Young as I'm going past the stars and the planets. I'm going past the outer space. I'm going to the third heaven where God abode is. Amen. God has a mansion prepared for every one of us to save by the grace of God. Amen. Preacher, you going to live in a mansion? Listen, I've lived in a little old house all my life. Amen. I'm not going to have a little room in the corner of Glory Land. I'm not going to have a little log cabin in the corner of Glory Land. God said, I am going to build you a mansion. Amen. My friend, he cannot lie. Amen. He will not back up on his word. You and I are going to that place if we're saved by the grace of God. Thank you, I'm an overcomer. Thank God, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. I was afraid Preacher Mark was going to preach my message, amen, the other day, the other Sunday. He come across that same scripture. I want to tell you something, young'uns. When you get to the point of your Christian life that you realize there's something in you bigger than you are, bigger than the world is, bigger than the devil is, bigger than the Antichrist is, why, praise God, you can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthened you. In this flesh, we cannot do anything. But I want to tell you something. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world today. Young'uns, God can help us to become these overcomers, my friend, today. Listen, verse number 3, there in the scripture that we read to you. It says, in every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. My friend, that word Antichrist, you know, we want to make some big deal of that. And, you know, we want to go in there and look at the Greek and do all these things and find out about the 666 and where it's going to be on the palm of your hand or across your head and all that stuff. But you know something, what the Antichrist is really. When you get down there to common language, I've told you that this Bible was written in Koine Greek. Koine Greek is a modern man's vocabulary. The simple man, where you can understand it. My friend, the Antichrist is simply against Christ. Everything Christ is for, the Antichrist is against. Everything God, Christ wants to do, the Antichrist wants to do the other, the different way. He copycats, he will copycat, but my friend, he cannot do what Jesus Christ can do because his Father's in heaven. And he said, son, whatever you need, whatever you can do, he said, I'll be right there with you. I'll give you everything you need. He said, I've got somebody that's going to come by your bedside. Well, the Bible said that Jesus never had a place to lay his head. But you know what? If he needed the Spirit of God, you know what his Father would do? He said, listen, Spirit, go down there and just touch my son on the head and tell him everything's going to be all right. Young, that's what God does to you and I today. When things get hard, things get difficult, about ready to throw our hands up and quit, my friend, there's somebody praying for you. There's somebody talk to God for you today. I'm telling you that God's come by through the Spirit of God tonight, and He's putting His hand on your head and telling you that everything's going to be all right. Amen. It's going to be all right. Amen. It's going to be all right. And you know, when God does that, the Spirit of God comes in your heart and your life. You peel your head tonight. You lay down there and go to sleep. You sleep like a baby. Amen? Hey, I tell you, God is good. And it's sweet at the feet of Jesus. Oh, I praise His name today for what He has done, what He is going to do, my friend, and what He's doing in my life even today. Listen, verse number 4 in that same scripture. It says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. You have overcome the devil. You have overcome the Antichrist. You have overcome evil spirits. You have overcome doubt. You have overcome hardships. Why, preacher? Because Jesus said, I am greater. My friend, He's greater in my heart and my life than all these that I preached about and talked about here tonight. Young as we can be overcomers. If we'll just realize that Jesus Christ, that He is in our heart and He is in our life. He's able to help us. He's able to be with us and lead us and guide us, my friend, through this walk of life today. I was in a little church several years ago, just up on top of the mountain. I went up there to preach up there that day. I walked into that church, took my seat. Folks was full, the church is just about full. Not as big as this one, but it's just about full. I took my seat, waiting on whomever to introduce me to get up to preach. While I was waiting there in my seat, I heard a little old lady over here on my right facing the pulpit. She started singing. It wasn't about 3 or 4 words, and buddy, I was up from there. I have experienced the Spirit and the power of God in my life. I have never experienced it like that Sunday at that particular service, at that particular place, because this little old lady began to sing. Wasn't no playing. Wasn't none of that. You just sitting there and everybody's real quiet. First thing you know, that little old lady said, there's a man in here. Lord of God, children, I'll tell you something. There's a man in here that can open the eyes of the blind. There's a man in here that can turn water into wine. There's a man in here, my friend, can give back the life to those that are dead. There's a man in here that fed 4,000 with 4 loaves of bread. There's a man in here that demons have to flee. There's a man in here that cripples walk. There's a man in here that chose me. There's a man in here that I am looking for. Praise God, there's 4 men that let 1 man down through the ceiling of the house. And that man, my friend, found that man that he was looking for. There's a man in here that can open the eyes of the blind. There's a man in here. I'm talking about here. There's a man in here that can do anything in your life that you want to do. My friend, that needs to be done. God said, I'll take care of it, son. There's a man in here that can turn water in the wine. There's a man in here can give life back to those that are dead. My friend, I'm glad that there's a man in here that can touch my heart and touch my life. that little lady began to sing. And buddy, it wasn't long. The Spirit of God fell on that place. I was shouting all over that place. I looked around about me, and there was about 20 others shouting and running up and down the aisle. That was the powerfulest Spirit of God that I've ever felt in my life. I have not forgotten that in my life today. Preacher, you stress that in all that you've ever done, all that you've ever preached. You have expressed that Spirit of God. Youngs, you can't have Jesus. You can't have God and leave off the Spirit of God. When the Spirit of God moves on your heart, my friend, I'm going to tell you something. There's a man in here. Praise God, there's a man in here. Youngs, that's why I get so excited. I love good old Holy Ghost singing. I love good old Holy Ghost preaching of God. My friend, I encourage my pastor. And listen, if I'm quiet, I'm quiet. You better be in this or you ain't going to hear me say nothing. I love it. I love the Spirit and the power of God. My friend today, youngins, we can be overcomers. We can be overcomers if we'll just allow God to be God in our life. How can we do that? The Bible said, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. My friend, God is greater than anything else in this life today. No matter what it is, my friend, He's there for you and I today. He's there, my friend, to help us. He's there to encourage us. He's there, my friend, no matter where we're at, no matter what we're doing, my friend, He's there. Ye are of God, little children. You remember back when your mama used to call you? My mama has never called me Kenny. Never. When I get to glory, and I get through a shouting and run up and down the aisle, and whatever, go to that mansion or that go to Jesus' feet and bow His feet and thank Him for saving me, you know what I'm going to hear coming through the echoes of heaven? Kenneth, where are you? You'll never forget your mama's voice. You'll never forget, my friend, your mama. Us young'uns, we didn't have much. We was growed up with about might nigh nothing. We had to make our own play toys to play with. We had eight of us, seven boys and a girl. We always had somebody to play with. But we had to make our own play toys. We'd go out in the woods and we'd come home from school. Mama says, now change your clothes. You get your old clothes on. We'd go in, change clothes and get our old clothes on. We'd go outside and we'd start at the door. Mama say, boys, when I holler for you, you better come on. Said, we're going to eat. We'd be down there in the woods playing. Mama'd come out on the back porch. She knows where we was playing at. She'd come out on the back porch. She'd holler, young'uns, come on home. Young'uns, get here. You know why we got there so quick? That's right. My mama didn't put, hey, if you wasn't there to eat when daddy was there, when mama cleaned the table off, that's it. You ain't going in there and getting no snack. You ain't gonna get you better be there at the table and you better be ready with both hands, because there's 10 sitting around that old wooden table back there in the back and had a long bench on the back. And buddy, when mama brought them biscuits and all that other stuff that she made and laid on that table, I'm telling you, you've never seen so many hands going in all your life. And when we got done, there was nothing else left on that table. Mama always fixed enough. How she done it, Brother Tam, I don't know. My uncle would come by every year. He'd say, Marie,
I've got you a beef out here, half a beef. It's up there at Bell Brothers up on 18. I said, have George go up there and get it for you. Mom and Daddy didn't have money to go to grocery store and buy it out of the grocery store. But my uncle, he'd give us some beef. Mom would cook one of them big old roast, big old cake of cornbread, sweeter than any cake you ever ate in your life. I went with Mama every morning to milk a cow. That's what we had to drink. Wasn't no Coca-Colas in the house. There's a lot of Kool-Aid. No Coca-Colas. Milk that old cow. Come back that morning and got on the school bus. Went to school. I'd watch Mama drain that cow milk. You know, I'm sort of particular. Some things I can drink. Some things I can't. But Mama'd get a cloth and spread over that and take that milk, have that peck bucket, and pour that milk. You know what she's doing? She's draining that milk. She knowed some of us youngins didn't like that old whole buttered, clabbered, whatever you want to call it, milk. Hey, man, I couldn't hardly drink it. I had to make myself. You know, but Mama'd strain that for us. She always had something to eat. And youngest, I'm telling you today, God's going to take care of His children. He knows your name. He knows your likes and dislikes. He knows your hardships and heartaches. But He also knows your name. Hey, Kenneth. You about ready to come home? One of these days I'm going to hear that call from heaven. Come on home. There's a man in here that can turn water into wine. There's a man in here that can save to the uttermost. There's a man in here, my friend, can help us with everything that comes in our life. No matter what it is, my friend, there's a man in here that can take care of it today. There's a man in here, my friend, that can save. There's a man in here that loves us when nothing else can help. His love is real today. Youngins, I'll tell you, we can become overcomers if we'll just let the Spirit of God through the God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Spirit. Let those three come into our life and help us today. My friend, listen. That man that was let down there with the four when they opened the roof and let them down, that man had never walked. But they let him down right in the presence of Jesus Christ. Jesus told him, said, listen, pick up your bed. And you go ahead and walk. There's a man in here. My friend, I believe he said, when his heart, he said, that's who I'm looking for. That man that can do everything in my life that needs to be done today. Young's gonna tell you, there's a man in here that wants to save. There's a man in here that wants to encourage. There's a man in here that wants to help today. My friend, listen. Not only that, we find that when the disciples was out there on the ship and the ship was tossing to and fro and Christ was down there in the hinder part of the ship and He come up there on the deck and them disciples were scared to death. They thought they was going to drown. Jesus walked out there to the bow of the ship and just put His arms out and said, peace, be still. That water rolled up and kissed His feet, just as calm as it can be. You know what them disciples probably thought? There's a man in here that can still the water. I'm telling you, Christian, there's a man in here. There's a man, greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. There's a man in here that can still troubled water. There's a man in here that can save your loved ones. There's a man in here that can take care of every difficulty that you and I face. There's a man in here that can fill your heart and your soul with the Spirit and the power of God. There's a man in here can take you from here to glory whenever that time comes in your life and my life. I don't know when it's going to be, but there's a man in here that can take me home. Praise God, youngins. Amen. God is so good today. He loves us. It is sweet to be at the feet of Jesus. Youngins, I'm telling you what. I don't see how folks can sit through a Spirit-filled service and be lost without God. Youngins, I'm telling you tonight that there's a man in here. Now I'm talking about your heart. When we come in this building, you know what brings the Spirit of God into this building? You do. I've often said that I'd love to come to church one day, Sunday, Wednesday, through the week, I don't care. I'd love to come through the church one day and everybody's standing outside the door. Nobody get in. What in the world are you standing out here on the outside of the church for? I think it was Solomon. He says, hey, we can't go in. The Spirit of God's so thick in there and we can't even get in. Wouldn't that be a blessing today? Youngs, when that Spirit of God is so great that we couldn't even get into the house of God, boy, I tell you what's the truth. You just about ready to want to fly away. There's a man in here that can do for you what needs to be done. Yes. There's a man in here that can help you. Anything you need, there's a man in here. Are you preaching healing, preacher? I'm preaching this. If you need healing, God's going to give it to you. If you pray and ask God, believing and faith believing, God said, I'll give it to you. If you need to be saved by God's grace, God said, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to save your soul. If you have troubles and trials and tribulations in your life and troubles come, you say, God, help me out of these troubles. God said, I'm right there. Yep. Holy Ghost, go down there and pat him on the head and said, I'm going to be there in just a minute. And I'm going to get you out of them troubles. When I saw Chad's truck go up the road, I went in the house. I got on my face. And I said, Lord, I'm sorry. The devil had me to a place and I was discouraged. You know what I done? I called for help. Jesus come down there in the Holy Spirit of God. Said, Kenny, everything's going to be all right. I'm still trusting God. I'm still leaning on Him today. Young as I'm telling you, there's a man in here that can help you. There's a man in here that can save you. There's a man in here, my friend, that can do for you anything in your life that needs to be done. There's a man in here that can do that today. Brother, would you get a song tonight? I appreciate it. Will you stand to your feet, please? Father, in Jesus' name, I pray.